Ole Miss's day was Tuesday. Evie, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me.
How has the media throng been? How crazy is it down there?
You know, it's weird. I don't feel like it's as crazy as it was last year. I don't know. Maybe it was because, you know, it was at the College Football Hall of Fame and you had all that excitement going on, and maybe there's not quite the same level of excitement inside the Winfrey as there is in the College Football Hall of Fame. But it's still been great. Still been great.
You're saying that maybe we've hit the point where it can't get crazier, so it settled down a little bit.
Yeah, I kind of think so. So now, that being said, you know, today is Death Star Day, so
right.
I think, you know, things probably pick up.
I suggest you stay out of the lobby if you want to remain untouched, because people are going to be rubbing up against people because there's nowhere to move. It's going to be crazy in that lobby.
It will. Now, Jimbo, it got a little crazy, I think, around Jimbo yesterday afternoon. People were really wanting Jimbo to sign all sorts of things. Somebody handed him a Georgia helmet to sign, and I thought that was kind of odd.
That is weird. What's up with that?
Yeah, I don't know, and he signed it.
Now,
he signed it.
So. This would have been funny, though. What if it would have been a Florida State helmet? That would have been great.
I know. That would have been something else.
Twitter would have been glorious after that. Oh my gosh.
Yes. So,
give me your takeaway from Ole Miss yesterday.
Well, I tell you what, it was. To me, I mean, I just feel relieved. I think I know exactly how Matt Luke feels in terms of, you know, finally, yay, we just get to talk about football, and finally we have enough players. You know, we're going to carry 85 scholarship players this year, whereas, you know, last year in October and November, we were down to like 61, 62 scholarship players, and it's hard to compete anywhere with that. I mean, that's like, you know, FCS level or something. You
right.
know, I don't know. So I think it's just a big relief. And I noticed the mentality, I felt like, of the players. And I'm really working hard not to use any of the verboten words. But I just feel like the players just seem to be zoned in a little bit more. And I got to tell you, I was really impressed with Matt Corral. Did you get a chance to see him?
I did. And you know what? Bringing a guy in who is a redshirt freshman quarterback who hasn't – I mean, he's not – he isn't the starting quarterback before until today. Showing the confidence in him, a California kid who's at Ole Miss, and bringing him to Hoover, that was a big-time compliment.
I think so too. And you know, a lot of coaches, you know, don't want their youngsters even speaking in front of the camera, much less, you know, being at media days. And
right.
I'm sure, you know, folks know he was the only underclassman there and the only freshman there. And I thought he did a great job. I, you know, covered him last year, but he seemed to me, there was a difference to me between how he was in the fall in interviews when they would make him available, or even in the spring. And just, I was really impressed with the way he handled himself, and he handled the questions of, you know, about why he decommitted from Florida. I thought he handled that really well. And just, he was funny and articulate and very, 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 very competitive. And I know everybody, you know, everybody's quarterback is competitive, but he really just demonstrably seems to have a spark there.
Did he get reps last year? He just didn't exceed the 4-game limit, or what? I don't remember.
Yes, he did. He played 4 games, and if you'll recall, his fourth game was when he came in the Egg Bowl when Jordan Tomu got hurt.
Okay.
And then we had a little scuffle in the Egg Bowl. He went to defend A.J. Brown and, you know, kind of got into it. And so, honestly, you know, I think players being players and college guys being college guys, I think that, you know, his team literally saw him willing to kind of go to bat for him. So, I saw where Dennis Dodd tweeted his best takeaway from day two was that Matt Corral's going to kill it at Ole Miss. He said SoCal swagger and Rich Rod is his OC. So, you know, he seems to really like Rich Rod, and he said he's two different people. He said off the field, he's just as nice as he can be, and he strolls his little dogs around, you know, and
right.
his strollers. But on the field, it's oh my gosh! And he said he really likes the way that he coaches.
Ole Miss Evie's with us.
It's going to be interesting.
Here is something I don't think I've asked you. If I have, I forgot. With Rich Rod, I go back to. Heck, before he got to West Virginia, he was at Tulane. But Rich Rod is stereotyped as a certain style offense. The zone read, things like that, which is probably an unfair stereotype because it's more complicated than that. When I think of Ole Miss, I don't think of that style. What are they doing? What's Rich Rod saying about fitting the offensive game plan template to Ole Miss's players?
I think that's interesting. I think that, you know, there are a lot of, you're absolutely right, there are a lot of coaches out there who come in and they, you know, they will fit the square peg into the round hole or try to, and I think that Rich Rod, from everything that the players have said, and that we didn't get to see much in spring, and I don't know how much we'll get to see in fall, but the takeaway has been that he is very, very good at using the strengths of his players and will definitely make his system fit what he's got. And, you know, I think he comes in with, you know, Matt Corral, I think, will be a good quarterback in his system. Matt Corral, interestingly, said he had talked to Khalil Tate, when Rich Rod was at Arizona, who played there. So he talked to him a little bit about Rich Rod and his system, and Corral is excited. I mean, it's almost like that's good enough for me, you know.
Right.
So I think that you're going to see there'll be some interesting things. I mean, even our defenders, Momo Sanogo, inside linebacker, was there yesterday, and he talked about what it's like the defense going up against Rich Rod's offense and practices, and how much they are really liking that they don't ever know what he's going to do. And because let's face it, our defense needs some work. You know, they have room for improvement. And apparently Rich Rod, his system, his scheme is even helping the defense. So that's a good thing. But I think it's going to be interesting, you know, with Scotty Phillips back at running back. He's a phenomenal running back. And then, like, you know, we talked about earlier this year, you know, what was going to happen with Jerrion Ealy. Well, now we know. So we're going to get Jerrion Ealy in there, and you may see him in the slot some. You may see him. I mean, there's all kind of things that may happen. So it's going to be fun to watch.
How long of a drive is it from Hoover to back around College Station where you live?
Oh, my gosh. Well, GPS says it's about 10 and a half hours.
Wow.
When you stop at various Starbucks and things like that, it turns into a little more than that. In fact, I was driving along and my son called me at one point and then called me later. And it's like every time he called me, I was stopped to get gas or at a Starbucks. And he's like, you know, no wonder it's taking you 15 hours to get there because you're never driving when I'm calling you. But anyway, so yeah, kind of a long drive.
You heading back today?
Yes. Gotta see what's up with the Death Star. You know, always
right.
have to see if I can work up some nerve to ask saving a question. But
did Jimbo mention Karen at all yesterday?
He did not, at least not on the main stage. Now, maybe he did in one of the breakout rooms, and I just didn't hear it. And I thought about raising my hand and asking him a question, but the microphone girl wasn't anywhere near me, so I really didn't think that I would get through.
All right, Evie, safe travels. We'll see you when you get back.
Thank you so much, Bill.
There she is. Ole Miss Evie. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. Does she not bring